Before we get into the podcast, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, FLK_4Blocks56, all capitals, and NBA4Blocks, all capitals. There's a space between the NBA and 4Blocks. So, yeah, and also go follow my Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Twitch. My Instagram is at FLK_4Blocks56, all lowercase. My Twitter is at FLK_4Blocks56, but it's all uppercase, and my TikTok is at FLK_4Blocks56, all lowercase, and my Twitch is 4Blocks56. So make sure you go follow me after you listen to this podcast, and yeah, let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the NFL podcast. I'm here with my friend, the Baker Plays, okay, Brian.
What is
Make sure you go subscribe to him on YouTube. The Baker Plays, the T in the B in Baker, and the P in Plays are all capital. And also, there is a space between Baker and Plays, but not a space between the and Baker. And make sure you go follow his Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. His Instagram and TikTok are the same. It's both at the Baker Plays, all lowercase. But his Twitter is at Brian Marin, and the B in Brian and the M in Marin is capitals, and there are no spaces. So without further ado, let's get started with the episode. This week, we will be talking about week one predictions. But before we do that, let's focus on some trades and free agency signings that have gone on in the prior week. So we're going to first start off with the Jadeveon Clowney signing. Do you think it was a good signing or not?
I mean, you know, they needed a linebacker core.
So yeah, that definitely helped on the defense. I think it was a good move for the Titans, but the Saints almost got him too. And that would have been good for the Saints. But we also got Leonard Fournette to the Bucks. What do you think about that?
I think that completes their offense.
I wouldn't say a God squad, but they're a mostly one-dimensional team because they got the offense, but the defense is but their defense is like
They have the leader in sacks, dude. They have the leader in sacks.
I know, but still, like,
the leader in sacks.
I know, you said it.
Edge rusher in the league. The best edge rusher
in the
league on their
team. Lions got the Lions got Adrian Peterson. So anything is an upgrade from the Washington Redskins. I mean the football team. I keep messing them up. Sorry. Anyways, let's move on to the predictions. First game coming up on Thursday in 2 days. We got the Texans and the Chiefs. Now, I'm predicting that it's going to be a high-scoring matchup, but not, like, soaring high-scoring. So, I'm predicting Chiefs are going to win 28-14.
Same. Actually, exact same.
Yeah, exact same for both of us.
Actually,
now we're going to skip Now we're going to skip the Jets and the Bills and leave that for last. But we're going to go to the Packers and Vikings next. Now, the Packers are better, are just overall the better team. And they're better on everything. It's like they're the Vikings, but better in like everything, almost everything. But yeah, I think they're gonna win. And I'm gonna say it's gonna be a pretty close game, but not super close. I'm saying 21-7, Packers.
I'm thinking that Packers win 28-21.
Okay. Next, we got the Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles, and the Washington Redskins. I mean the Washington football team. I keep forgetting.
Okay, be honest.
I keep doing it on purpose. But it's just funny. It's for the comedy! Gosh dang it!
I'm predicting 21-3.
No. It's a 1,000,000-0 football team. That is definitely happening. The Washington football team is too good.
Okay.
We're obviously kidding. Eagles. I'm saying 35-0 Eagles. Next, we got the Browns and the Ravens. Now, just like with the last one, we all know who's going to win. It's the Browns. Just kidding. The Ravens are going to win. I'm saying they're going to win 28-7.
I'm predicting Ravens win it 35-21.
Next, we got the Colts and the Jaguars. Now, the Colts did upgrade on quarterback, and it's not a huge upgrade, but they did upgrade from Jacoby Brissett. Almost anything is better than Jacoby Brissett, except for, like, Mitch Trubisky or Jimmy Garoppolo or something like that. But, yeah, Dwayne Haskins. Yeah, that. But I believe that the Colts are going to win. I'm saying they're going to win 21-0.
I'm saying Colts win 21-7.
Okay. Next, we got the Raiders and the Panthers. Now, the Panthers did upgrade on their wide receiver core with Robbie Anderson. They also have the best running back in the league, Christian McCaffrey. But the Raiders are the overall better team, so I'm predicting the Raiders are going to win 21-14.
I'm predicting Raiders win 21-7.
So we're both predicting that the Raiders are going to win that game. But next, we got the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions. Last time, it was going to be, like, a major blowout. But with Adrian Peterson, I think they're going to get one more score. I'm predicting they're going 28-7.
Actually, yeah.
And that one touchdown is going to be from Adrian Peterson.
21-14. I'm predicting 24-21.
Okay. Next, we got the Seahawks and the Falcons. Now, just like with the Packers and the Vikings, the Seahawks and the Falcons are basically the same thing, but the same team. But the Seahawks are just a little bit better. So I'm predicting that the Seahawks are going to win by one score, saying 21-14, Seahawks.
I'm thinking Seahawks win 28-14.
Okay. Next, we got the Dolphins and the Patriots. Now, Tua, I don't know about him. The defense is definitely going to be better than what it was last season. And with Byron Jones, Shaq Lawson, and Kyle Van Noy on the team, it's definitely going to improve, but it's not going to be like top tier defense. So I'm still going to say that the Dolphins are going to lose, but it's going to be a one score game. I'm saying 21-14. Not Dolphins, Patriots.
Call me crazy, call me stupid, call me anything you want, because you have the right to. But Dolphins are going to upset.
Okay.
24-21.
Okay, I see you. But next we got the Chargers and the Bungles. The Bengals. They're called the Bungles.
Chargers, Bengals.
Yeah, it would be a rookie battle unless Tyrod Taylor starts, then it's a rookie versus a pro. Why not? But you know what I mean. It's a rookie versus a experienced player. He's not really a veteran. I don't know. Call him whenever you want.
He's been playing for 8 years. He's a veteran.
Veteran is you play for over ten years. So he's an experienced player, in my books. So yeah. But anyways, Chargers still gonna win 21-7.
Alright, now it's the
Cardinals 49ers. So now we got the Cardinals and the 49ers. But call me crazy. Call me absolutely stupid out of my mind. But I'm predicting Cardinals take it in overtime 23-20. Miss me with that. Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be a close battle, but the 49ers
are going to see 5-28. Okay, so we both think it's going to be a close battle, but we both think that the other team is going to win. You think that the 49ers are going to win. I think that the Cardinals are going to win. But anyways,
the 49ers.
Let's move on to Buccaneers and Saints now. The Saints and the Buccaneers definitely have the advantage on offense, but I think that the Saints are just a little bit better on defense, and that's what's going to get them the win. It's going to be a close game, though. I'm predicting 24-21 Saints.
I'm predicting Saints win 45-42.
Okay, so next we got the 8-8 team. Oh, I mean the Cowboys and the Rams. I try to throw jokes in when I can. But I still think that the Cowboys are going to win against the Rams because they're just an overall better team. I'm predicting it's going to be a pretty close game. I'm predicting that it's going to be 10-7, Cowboys.
I think it's going to be a blowout. 35-0
Rams. Whoa! That's a little bit too far. That for me, that's a little bit too far. Like, whoa.
And Donald is going to get like 8 sacks.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be a crazy day for fantasy. Well, and it's going to be crazy.
Well,
blow him out.
I can actually check who's on my fantasy team, but I'll do that later. Anyways, let's move on to the last matchup until we get to our favorite team's matchup, the Steelers and the Jets. We got the Titans and the Broncos. Now Derrick Henry is still going to carry the team literally and metaphorically to the playoffs. That's what I think. And I believe that the Titans are going to get a win. It's going to be a close game. Not like a really, really close game, but it's going to be a close game. I'm saying 21-14 Titans.
I'm thinking, yeah, actually same. It's going to be very close, but 28-21 Titans. Derrick Henry's going to carry
literally and metaphorically. Because he's a running back, and running backs carry the ball.
Okay.
Get it?
Next. Steelers
I'm predicting that the Steelers are going to take it in a win over the Giants. I'm saying 28-7. Giants are going to score in the fourth quarter, but it's not going to be enough, and the Steelers are still going to get the win.
I think it's going to kind of be like the Patriots game, like last year, Giants versus Pats. No, I'm stupid. I don't know what Giants game it was, but they scored like 7 points early on. And then they just, like, lost it completely. So, I'm predicting Steelers win 35.
Okay, I can see that. But up last, we got the Jets and the Bills. Now, I really, 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 really want to see the Jets win. But I don't think they're going to. I'm predicting that it's going to be the Bills 14-0. I don't want it to happen, but it probably will.
I'm predicting the Bills win, but it's gonna be 21-14.
Okay.
And they're gonna score early on, and then
that's what happened last game, week one last season. They had a lead, I believe, 16-0, and then they blew it, 70-16. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Didn't that happen first
for
game
the Jets?
Last season?
Yeah, they were versus the Bills. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, CJ Mosley got a pick 6.
He did. Didn't he get injured in that game?
Okay.
But CJ Mosley's not even in this season because he opted out. But anyways, we stop this podcast and let you go on with your day, we're going to discuss who we think are going to win the awards. So first, we're going to start off with the offensive rookie of the year.
Prediction.
Rookies, you go first because it's your first year.
It's definitely probably going to be Joe Burrow. I love to see Jerry Judy. I think Jerry Judy deserves it more in my heart, but they have such a bias towards number one picks and quarterbacks that's probably going to be Joe Burrow or Tua.
So I'm predicting the same. It's probably going to be Joe Burrow or Tua Tagovailoa. But if I had to say someone other than Joe or Tua, I would say Jerry Judy and CeeDee Lamb. I'm going to make a joke right now.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb is going to CD playoffs. Get it? Because the Cowboys always go 8-8. They're not going to see the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that joke is over.
Okay.
It ran it into the ground, I tell you.
Now, defensive rookie.
Yeah, Chase Young.
Chase Young.
It's obvious. It's obvious who's going to win, Chase Young. But if it's not him, then it's going to be Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah.
Chase Young. You had a story about, you were telling one of your friends top 5 for defensive rookie of the year?
Oh, yeah. So I was telling my friends the top 5. Well, I was telling my friends the top 5. For who I think would win defensive rookie of the year.
Jeff Okuda.
What's his name again? Jeff Okuda. And they're like, what? And I'm like, corners don't really win.
Yeah,
that
they
much.
Don't. Although I probably proved you wrong before, but yeah, I did. But still. Okay, but yeah. Next, we got Offensive Player of the Year.
I mean, not Offensive Player.
So, I'm predicting that it's going to be either Christian McCaffrey or Julio Jones. I know, a little far-fetched. But Michael Thomas went last year, and I don't think he has it in him to repeat. So, I'm saying either Christian McCaffrey or Julio Jones.
Wait, hold on. What did Christian McCaffrey win again last year?
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like he won something, but I'm not sure. Maybe it was like a candidate.
I think it was a candidate for Player of the Year. But,
yeah, because he got the card from Madden.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Who do you got for Offensive Player of the Year?
DeAndre Hopkins.
You got DeAndre Hopkins. I see that, but it's a new team, and Kyler Murray's faster than Deshaun, and he likes to run more, so maybe a little bit less chances to get the ball, but hey, it's your opinion. You can say whatever you want. But next we got Defensive Player of the Year. So I have a feeling that it's going to be a defensive lineman again. And if I had to choose one defensive lineman, it would probably be Aaron Donald or someone like that. But if I had to choose a non-defensive lineman, then I would choose either Jamal Adams or Bobby Wagner.
You can call me dumb, but
You expecting the comeback from Jalen Ramsey? You expecting the comeback? I can see that, but I just don't think he has it in him. I know, a little bit crazy to you, but still, I don't think he has it. Now, before we get to the MVPs, we got two more awards. The first one is Comeback Player of the Year. Now, I want it to be Alex Smith so bad, but I know he's not going to get it. And if I had to choose a person to get it, it would probably be Todd Gurley.
If I could pick anyone, I'd want to be Alex Smith. Everyone wants to be Alex Smith, but Tyrod
Taylor. That's not far-fetched, but I just don't see it.
Ooh, you know who we forget about?
Oh, Robert. He's on the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson's starting.
Yeah, but what if he gets traded? Or what if Lamar gets injured in, like, week 8? Or, like, week 5? What if Lamar gets injured early on in the season? And what if RG3 starts for the rest of the season?
Oh, imagine that. It's probably not going to happen, but imagine if that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the Madden curse, that doesn't help.
Yeah.
I'm still predicting the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. But anyways, that's besides the point. The second to last award that we're going to be talking about is the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Now, honestly, I have no idea anything about this award other than it's given to a person who does good things for people. But I have a feeling that it's going to be Nick Bosa. I just have this weird feeling that he might do something.
I think it's going to be Adrian Peterson. I heard he's great with kids.
That's a joke. I think it's actually changed his way, so he might win. I don't know.
Or maybe Kareem Hunt. I heard he teaches kids how to kick.
Those are actually some original jokes. Original content! But anyways, let's get to the big debate. Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes? Who's going to win the MVP? I'm saying Mahomes.
Hey, or Russell Wilson.
But he's like number 3. Okay, but it's either Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. Who do you think is going to win? Yeah, Mahomes. I think Mahomes is going to win. And I think Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the league. I don't care that I think that. I just think it. I have a reason for that, but I think I explained it in the last podcast episode. So
they're
the faces of the whole league. The faces
NFL.
Because they're two, like, they're the two most popular people. So, anyways, that's going to do it for the podcast. Make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube channels, follow our socials. We'll see you next time. Bye!